"May I ask," he said, "how you have done so well, since you and I met on those lonely marshes?" His eyes were still fixed on mine, and I began to tremble. "I've been chosen to inherit a fortune," I whispered.
"Perhaps I can guess how much," said the convict. "Could it be, well, 500 pounds a year?"
I stood up, holding on to the back of my chair, my heart beating like a hammer.
"The agent who arranged it all," he continued, "was he perhaps a lawyer, name of Jaggers?"
Suddenly I realized the awful truth. I could not speak nor breathe, and fell onto the sofa. He brought his fierce old face close to mine, and bent over me.
"Yes, Pip, dear boy, I've made a gentleman of you. You see, I promised myself that all the money I earned out there in Australia should go to you. I'm your second father, Pip. I'm not a gentleman myself, and I didn't go to school. But I've got you, Pip. And look what a gentleman you are, and what books you've got. You'll read them to me, Pip, and I'll be proud of you, even if I can't understand them. Didn't you ever think it could be me who was sending the money?"
"Oh, no, no, no," I replied. "Never, never. Wasn't anyone else involved at all?"
"No, just me, and Jaggers, of course. Who else could there be?" "Dear boy, I kept myself going, you see, through all the hard work just by thinking of you. And I promised myself I'd come back to England one day and see my boy."
He laid his hand on my shoulder.
"Now you must find a bed for me," he added. "And remember, not a word to anybody. I was sent away for life, and they'll hang me if they discover I've come back."
My feelings were horribly confused. The man who had paid for my education and luxuries for years was risking his life to see me. I could not like him. In fact, my whole body trembled with disgust when he touched me. But I had to protect him. He went to sleep in Herbert's room. After locking all the doors carefully, I sat weakly down by the fire and tried to make sense of my life. How foolish my dreams had been. Miss Havisham had never intended to make me rich or let me marry Estella. But there was something worse than that. It was for this convict, who could be caught and hanged at any moment, that I had deserted Joe. I could never, never, never forgive myself for that.